With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Negotiations between Iran and the United States over Iran's nuclear program will move Wednesday to what's known as the expert level, a sign that analysts show the talks are moving rapidly along. However, experts warn that it does not necessarily signal a deal is imminent. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer recommending Andrew Cuomo for criminal prosecution. Bernie Bennett with the report.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky announced on Monday that he was recommending to Attorney General Pam Bondi former Governor Andrew Cuomo be considered for criminal prosecution, specifically that he be charged with making false statements to Congress. A press release from the chairman's office emphasizes how Comer made a recommendation about material aspects of New York's COVID-19 nursing home disaster last October to Bondi's predecessor, then Attorney General Merrick Garland, though the Biden-Harris Department of Justice refused to act. The criminal referral comes as Cuomo's looking to make a return to politics. After months of speculation, he announced on March 1st that he is running for mayor of New York City. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, at the Vatican, the first steps being taken to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Steeped in centuries of church tradition, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford says it's a carefully choreographed process.
We've seen the papal apartments officially sealed with wax. We are now expecting on Wednesday the Pope's body will be moved in a procession from his apartments to St. Peter's Basilica, where his coffin will be placed there, ready for people, heads of state, and then eventually for ordinary people to be able to come and say goodbye.
The Pope's funeral taking place Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern. Stocks rallying as companies report fatter profits than expected. The Dow ahead 694 points. The NASDAQ composite is adding 328. This is SRN News. Belief in the afterlife is on the rise. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT groups are praising the late Pope Francis for moving the Catholic Church away from biblical doctrine on the issue of homosexuality. When asked about a purportedly gay priest in 2013, Francis made headlines by saying, "Who am I to judge?" That comment sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church. This is SRN News. Walgreens settles litigation with the Department of Justice.
According to terms of the deal, the drugstore chain must pay the government at least $300 million and owe another $50 million if the company is sold, merged, or transferred before 2032. The Justice Department accused the pharmacy of knowingly filling millions of illegal prescriptions for controlled substances between August 2012 and March 2023. These included prescriptions for excessive opioids and prescriptions filled significantly early. A company spokesman says while the settlement allows the pharmacy to close all opioid-related litigation, Walgreens disagrees with the government's legal theory and admits no liability. I'm Mike Hempen.
The NFL draft is this week. Who goes number one? Will it be Cam Ward? The Tennessee Titans have the first pick in this year's draft. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.